Chapter 34. His yoke is easy and his burden light. This chapter is based on Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Savior left none to feel shut out from his care and love. He looked upon the distressed and heart-burdened, those whose hopes were blighted, and who with earthly joys were seeking to quiet the longing of the soul, and he invited all to find rest in him. Tenderly he told the toiling people, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." In these words, Christ is speaking to every human being. Whether they know it or not, all are weighed down with burdens that only Christ can remove. The heaviest burden is the burden of sin. If we were left to bear this, it would crush us. But the sinless one has taken our place. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verse 6. He has borne the burden of our guilt. The burden of care and sorrow also he will bear. The elder brother of our race is by the eternal throne. He knows by experience the weaknesses of humanity, our wants, and the strength of our temptations. For he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Are you tempted? He will deliver. Are you weak? He will strengthen. Are you ignorant? He will enlighten. Are you wounded? He will heal. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 147, verse 3. Whatever your anxieties and trials, spread out your case before the Lord. Your spirit will be braced for endurance. The way will be opened to disentangle yourself from embarrassment and difficulty. The heavier your burdens, the more blessed the rest in casting them upon the burden bearer. The rest that Christ offers depends on conditions, but these are plainly specified. They are those with which all can comply. Take my yoke upon you. The yoke is an instrument of service. Cattle are yoked for labor, and the yoke is essential that they may labor effectually. By this illustration, Jesus teaches that we are called to service. We are to take upon us his yoke. The yoke is the law of God, in the new covenant written in the heart. It binds the human worker to the will of God. If we were left to go just where our will would lead us, we should fall into Satan's ranks. Therefore, God confines us to his will. The yoke of service Christ himself has borne in humanity. He said, "I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." John 6, verse 38. Love for God, zeal for his glory, and love for fallen humanity brought Jesus to earth. This was the controlling power of his life. This principle he bids us adopt. What makes us so tired? Many whose hearts are aching under a load of care have chosen the world's service, accepted its perplexities, adopted its customs. Thus their life is made a weariness. To gratify worldly desires, they wound the conscience and bring upon themselves an additional burden of remorse. Our Lord desires them to lay aside this yoke of bondage. He says, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." He bids them seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Worry is blind and cannot discern the future, but in every difficulty, Jesus has his way prepared to bring relief. Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing. Those who make the service and honor of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. Learn of me, says Jesus, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. We are to enter the school of Christ and learn from him. Redemption is that process by which the soul is trained for heaven. This training means emancipation from ideas, habits, and practices gained in the school of the Prince of Darkness. In the heart of Christ, there was perfect peace. He was never elated by applause, nor dejected by censure or disappointment. Amid opposition and cruel treatment, he was still of good courage. But many of his followers have an anxious, troubled heart, because they are afraid to trust God. They shrink from the consequences of complete surrender to him. But unless they make this surrender, they cannot find peace. When we are born from above, the same mind will be in us that was in Jesus. Then we shall not be seeking the highest place. We shall desire to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him. We shall understand that the value of our work is in proportion to the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Trust in God brings holier qualities of mind, so that in patience we may possess our souls. How his yoke makes the work easy.
The yoke is placed on the oxen to aid in drawing the load, to lighten the burden. So with the yoke of Christ. When our will is swallowed up in the will of God, we shall find life's burden light. He who walks in the way of God's commandments walks with Christ, and in his love the heart is at rest. When Moses prayed, "Show me now thy ways, that I may know thee," the Lord answered, "My presence will go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Exodus 33, verse 13. Those who take Christ at his word and surrender their lives to his ordering will find peace. Nothing of the world can make them sad when Jesus makes them glad by his presence. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Our lives may seem a tangle, but as we submit to the wise master worker, he will bring out the pattern of life and character that will be to his own glory. And that character which expresses the glory, the character of Christ, will be received into the paradise of God. As through Jesus we enter into rest, heaven begins here. We respond to his invitation, "Come, learn of me," and thus we begin the life eternal. Heaven is a ceaseless approaching to God through Christ. The more we know of God, the more intense will be our happiness. As we walk with Jesus in this life, we may be filled with his love, satisfied with his presence. All that human nature can bear, we may receive here.